You're listening to Showtime on WLR, brought to you by Worldwide Wines on the Dunmore Road. That was Candyman, a familiar sounding song, I'm sure. That's from the soundtrack of Charlie and the Chocolate Factory that is taking to the boards down in Dungarvan this week and in Waterford the week after. And here to join me is David Hennessy, the director of Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. David, you're very welcome into studio again.
Thanks a million, Wayne.
Again,
yeah, I know. I feel like I live here lately.
That was a fast year, wasn't it? We're around to stage school time again already.
Oh, absolutely. I think the older we're getting, Wayne, the years are flying by quicker. That's how
are.
I feel anyway.
You're first out of the blocks this year, so with your big show. It is a big show, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Yes, another new one for the audience to see.
It is a new one. Yeah, and fairness to you, you're bringing some new ones the whole time, whether it's with the seniors or with the juniors.
Yeah, look, as I said to you the last few times I was in with you, Wayne, you know, it's the future. You know, you have to save the future. And for the younger people are going to come through after us, either directing, choreographing, or musical directors. And for an audience to experience new pieces, I think it's really important.
Yeah.
We won't always have the chance to do, but when we do, we'll try and take it on board and go, right, let's give this a go and bring something new and fresh.
Now, you're doing two back-to-back again. So first of all, we'll talk about the Dungarvan production now first, but and then straight down to Waterford again. So are you mad? You're doing 2 weeks of this in two locations.
I know. But sure, look, it's the joys of the business, isn't it? You know,
it is,
there's no business like show business, as they say. Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, we all know how iconic it is. Mm. And it's a wonderful, wonderful piece. For me, growing up as a child, and I'm sure you're the same, we were so obsessed with the Gene Wilder film version.
Of course, everyone was.
And this production has a little bit more, it's a little bit more modernised, shall we say, to the original movie. I found that hard a little bit to connect with it at the start. But I suppose, like us trying to bring new pieces to the table, the writers, Mark Scheiman and Scott Whitman, who would be
Hairspray,
yeah, and they worked on Catch Me If You Can together as well, and a few others, So they're it's like us; we're trying to bring new things. They're trying to bring new things, so they have put a bit of a twist. It's the same story: golden ticket, get to Willy Wonka's chocolate factory. Charlie gets the factory. You know, it's a lovely piece. The kids are loving it. They're really, really enjoying it.
I was going to say to you, there's great opportunity and scope here, isn't there? Because you have, like, let me guess, the younger class or the Oompa Loompas.
Yes.
You go,
and some
away.
Of the older group. Now, it's not just the young kids. We need a few of the older ones to back them up. But it's a bit of a crazy script in the sense of, we know Willy Wonka. There's a great thing. It says, the Pure Imagination song we all know is iconic and will always be associated with Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. But you're nearly entering a world of pure imagination. It's not just about the song.
Yeah.
It's his whole world. I was saying to the lads when we were blocking the show, it's very strange, the script. It's very clockwork. And any of the characters in it, I felt it's all a plan. Wonka has all this plan from the beginning. He always knew he was going to give the factory to Charlie, but he's testing him. Do you know what it's like? I said, you have to go into a maze, like an Alice in Wonderland maze, and find your way out. Mm. And there's a song in it actually called Strike That, Reverse It. And I think that's what the show should be called. Because
you might as well problem sell tickets for that.
Yeah. it's an amazing song because it wraps up his whole world. And like if you go back to the movie, you have Slugworth, the bad guy. Now, there's two reporters in this one, and there's a Mrs. Green. She's like the bag lady. And then there's all these reporters turn up at Wonka's factory. But I really believe, in an analogy for me, it's like Wonka's circus. I think has all them working for him. And, well, that's what I saw. To get the kids then to understand that, it was really good because we could kind of connect it more. But they've had a wonderful time doing it. And it has the classic songs in it as well, with a few new songs.
Yeah.
So it'd be always nice for an audience, especially an older audience, going, are we going to see the Gene Wilder movie? You are and you ain't.
Yeah,
kind of thing. So, no, we're looking forward to it now.
Okay, so tell us about Dungarvan first. So that is obviously that's coming this week.
Yes, Dungarvan, down in the sports centre, the lads are in setting up now, all the technical team, and we open on Wednesday. And we run to Saturday, four night shows starting at 7:30. Now, the Friday and Saturday, as far as I know, are really, really, really busy. There's plenty of tickets there for the Wednesday, Thursday. And we'd hate people to miss out. You know, people wait to hear and then they'll go, oh, we'll go to that on Friday. And oh, sorry, you can't go. It's gone. And we have to push that. We're ready. Like, we will be ready for the opening night. It's going to be no different whether you go Wednesday night or Saturday night.
Yeah, that's the dream, really, isn't it? That you have a full...
We have a full... And I think for the kids, you know, and it's great for the community as well, for people to see what their... What, not just what their parents or guardians of the children we have in the school, but for other people to come and see what kids are involved in and what it does for them in life, you know, bring them on and confidence and that. So, you know, it would be a great thing to come to with the family after the Christmas, a bit of a...
Decompress.
Yeah, and go, let's go down and have a night together and enjoy Charlie in the Chocolate Factory.
Yeah, what's really important is you've got top quality people working with those kids as well, you know, like yourself, David.
Yes, we're very lucky. Look, we've always been really lucky all through the year since we started the school with great people, you know, and things change and that, but we've had always had great teams behind us. And it's basically the teams that nearly work on our adult productions as And look, we feel when you're running the school, we want to give the best opportunities and the best service available. And that comes down to all your ingredients and your light and your sound. We have all the best people. Well, I believe we have the best people we can have to make magic and memories for those kids and parents for the rest of their life.
So greatevents.ie, so that's number 8 events.ie is where you can get your tickets.
That's right. We used to get them in the Wine Buff and in Joe Kelly's pharmacy. But look, it was a lot of stress on the lads. They have businesses to run. But we're very, very grateful to them because they're still to this day a huge support. Look, times have changed with technology. And the best thing about the Great Events site was you can now go in and pick your seat.
Oh, that's great.
So we've numbered on.
The pod,
Because we did have people queuing in Dungarvan, you know, God love them, Matt, 5:30 in the seaside, in front of the seaside. So we said, look, it's time to move on. And so now people were able to go in, pick their seats, and now you can turn up at 7:15 and know your seat is there. So it's great. And the lads in Great Events are brilliant, you know, and they're working with a lot of groups. So look, we're glad to have them on board as well.
And a quick word for the Waterford one. Well, if you want to go to the Waterford one, you're out of luck, aren't you?
That's
a great complaint.
We know Garter Lane's a smaller venue, but look, the parents we have in the State School Waterford are so supportive, you know, and that sold out in a day.
Brilliant.
You know, and that was brilliant. And we're delighted with that. And we want to thank all the parents and guardians, you know, because not only do they support the school by sending their kids there, they're then booking out the show for us, you know, and it's shows are expensive. They're really expensive. And Charlie and Chocolate Factory is such a visual show, you know, it did cost a lot more than it would say for something else. But look, we're delighted that Garter Lane is sold out as well, because it's great for the kids, great buzz for them to know all the tickets are gone. They were golden tickets.
Very good. See what you did there. So there's no point giving daddy details, really.
No. You know, there's wait lists there as well. But look, I hope everyone that wants to go and see it have got their tickets. And look, it's all about the project and reaching to that point that we needed to get to. And we've had a good time. It was tough at times, but look, because it's such a big production, but we've got there and we're ready to go. And we want people to see the young talent that me and you are well aware of we have in Waterford City, and we just want to progress them on and that. So it's lovely to see young people having a really, really good time, and that's all it's all about.
That's the start, middle and end of it, really. Okay, well, we'll encourage all then to go along to Dungarvan this week, greatevents.ie, Wednesday, Thursday night. Probably our best bet.
Yes, probably your best bet at this stage.
And you might get lucky with Friday and Saturday.
You will. There's a few still there, like, you know, so it's definitely worth going on, and you can see the map on Great Events. And look, we'd love to see people there and just for people to have a good night out and enjoy themselves.
Good stuff. Well, we wish you and your 200 children the very best of luck.
Thanks a million, Wayne. Appreciate it again, as always.
Okay, here is another one from the soundtrack of Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, and this one is Queen of Pop.